You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state's Pipeline Safety Board met Monday, and they made it clear they want a temporary shutdown of that controversial pipeline running under the Straits of Mackinac. Or should we say, some members of the board made it clear. Enbridge's Line 5 has been under scrutiny because of its age, over 60 years old, and with problems with its protective coating. Michigan Radio's Shana Roth is here now talking about recommendations the board made after Governor Snyder struck a deal with Enbridge, which is one of Michigan Radio's corporate sponsors. So, Shana, let's start with Enbridge. Going into the meeting, we knew the company would be getting grilled by the board, and turned out that happened for about an hour. What did we learn?
So what we learned is a couple of things. You know, Enbridge has said that they are diligently working on all of these safety measures that they and the governor worked on. However, there were some questions that they got from the board that they weren't able to answer. For example, they still don't know what is causing these gaps in the protective coating. The response by the members of the board to them was kind of mixed. Even Valerie Brader, who's a co-chair, I spoke with her right after Enbridge gave their presentation. You know, she said that she's happy that Enbridge apologized for, you know, some of the, I guess you could call it, misleading information about what's going on with the pipeline. But she says, you know, they still got a ways to go.
All right, let's take a listen.
I'm glad that the new agreement gives two state employees the ability to come in and look at this beside them so that we're not dependent on them looking through their own files to give us the information that's there. I'm also glad that we have required meetings at which their information will have to be produced. But obviously, there's still a long way to go.
All right. And there were some surprise resolutions from the safety board, led by three members, including member Jennifer McKay, who did not feel the deal the Governor Snyder struck with Enbridge went far enough. Let's listen to what she told you.
The coating issue, obviously, we know we have coating gaps. It's in violation of the easement, and it only makes sense to shut down the pipeline until Enbridge can adequately address and fix the coating issues to ensure that we don't have any type of rupture or leak in the Straits of Mackinac.
So shut her down temporarily?
That's what several members of the board wanted. And they had three resolutions. That was kind of the big one that really stuck out to people because obviously there were a lot of environmentalists there who have been calling for the pipeline to be shut down for years. Another one is that they want to change some of the safety requirements. Right now, the agreement says that they have to stop using the pipeline when there are 8-foot waves. They want to lower that. And then they also want more analysis on, you know, why does Michigan need the Line 5? And they want another study of alternatives to the pipeline.
Now, it's interesting to learn that there were 7 abstention votes on this. Talk about that, because clearly this board is not united.
Right. And that's where things got very confusing, because apparently their rules didn't make it clear what you do when a majority of the board doesn't vote no, but abstains. Depending on which resolution it was, for the most part, you had about 5 people voting yes. In one case, there were 6 yeses, and then the rest abstained. The attorney general's representative abstained. The MSP representative abstained. Co-chair Valerie Brader abstained. And one of their reasons that they kind of publicly said was this was thrown at us. We didn't know that this was going to happen. We haven't had time to read through these resolutions carefully, and these are big things that we want to examine. But when it came down to, hey, maybe we should say whether or not these resolutions passed or not, that was where the confusion really started to come in, and they kind of, you know, pulled up their bylaws. They pulled up the Roberts Rules of Order. And at the end of it, the board chair did say, you know, according to how we're interpreting our rules, these resolutions did pass, and we are going to send them to the governor.
But they're not binding, are they?
Right.
So what does this mean? I mean, kind of what power, if any, does this Pipeline Safety Board wield?
That was a question that a lot of people had during the public comment section of this meeting is, you know, if the governor is able to just go and on his own without consulting with the board as a whole and make these types of deals with Enbridge, you know, what is the purpose of the board? What is their function? And yes, these resolutions are purely advisory. The governor can look at them. He can, you know, take them into consideration or he cannot. But if you ask members of the board, I think what they would say is, you know, they are an oversight committee. They are, you know, there to give recommendations. And they do believe that the governor, because he did create this board, would listen to them on various topics.
Did Enbridge have any comment after the meeting, particularly about this resolution for a temporary shutdown?
No, myself and several reporters chased after a couple of Enbridge people, and they said that they would come out with some sort of a statement later, but they were not prepared for these resolutions. But so far, we have not received a statement.
Michigan Radio's Shana Roth. Thanks, Shana.
Thank you.